Okay, let me get, start recording here. I gotta go to here, and we'll see if this actually starts recording, because it may not. Because for some reason, Facebook is not working the right way, so let's hope it's working. So, there we go. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on September 14th. The only change or correction I sent to Rosie was, do you remember? Mm-hmm. Let me find it. It was standalone. It needed to be two words, yeah, versus one word. But besides that, were there any other changes or corrections?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes for the Board of Works dated Tuesday, September 14th, as presented.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closing permit for Old Settlers of 2022. Rosie, anything in there?
Nothing's changed. It's pretty much the same as this year.
I will say, to their credit, the Old Settlers Committee met with me and Rosie and Chris LaRue, and you weren't here, Gary. Somebody, I felt like there was somebody else in here.
Well, it's supposed to be Troy. He was
sick. Yeah, Troy was sick too. So anyway, we met with them to kind of talk about some of the challenges and concerns from this year and try to improve that. Jeff Walker is the incoming president, and so they recognized where some of the challenges were. We talked through some of the kind of improvements that could be made and all that kind of stuff. Shared the issues from public safety perspective regarding you know, the ability for fire trucks to go through the middle if need be. Obviously, public safety issues that we had on this end with the dance studio thing that came up. And so, anyways, long story short is I felt like it was a really productive conversation. And I know they're going to be doing more when it comes to public outreach, and they're going to be doing more when it comes to advertising this coming year, trying to refresh the web page, refresh the Facebook page, do things like that. So, and also keep in mind, they reminded me, and it's always a good time to remind the public, that the Legion does the parade, whereas the committee does the whole festival. So the parade is kind of in and of itself, kind of by itself. So anyways, any questions, comments, concerns regarding the street closing permit for Old Settlers? Okay, then I'll make a motion. We approve the Old Settlers Day Festival street closing permit. And just for public record, that would be Sunday evening, June 19th, through Sunday morning, June 26th. And obviously the festival itself will go from the Tuesday through Saturday. Gets time on both sides to set up and tear down.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street cut permit for 305 West Jackson Street, Building 2, I believe. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Looks pretty cut and dry, but I don't know if you have any other information.
It's just to retire a gas line there.
Okay.
And Corey's checked all these out.
Okay. Okay, can I have a can I have a motion to accept the permit as presented?
I'll make a motion that we accept the curb cut permit as presented at 305 West Jackson Street.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the curb cut permit for 1260 West Business 30. This, too, is for a gas service, but for the installation of a gas service line. Looks like the surface is grass, so it should be pretty easy in general. This is to the new home that's right off of West Business 30 there that they built back in the woods. So, questions about this one? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curved streets and alleys for 1260 West Business 30 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the curb cut for 333 West Orchid Court. Real question is Nicole, do you want a neighbor?
The house is there.
The house is there already.
The house is there already.
Is the service line in? That's the real question.
That's really populated back in there in the last year.
Yeah, it really has.
There's about one, maybe four lots actually on the street, and then there's some out.
Yeah. Gotcha.
That are left.
Okay. Well, hearing none, could I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to the curb cut for 332 West Orchid Court in Columbia City.
333?
333. Yeah. My address is 332, sorry. 333.
It looked a little self-serving.
It's just a habit.
No, I get it. I get it. I'll second that. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the permit to cut into curved streets and alleys for 9 Jeffrey Drive, and this is for a driveway addition. I believe this driveway is already completely broken out and being constructed as we speak.
There's a new pour already.
Is there a new pour already? Okay.
Yeah, I think Corey went up and actually talked to the people, and he said he was fine with it.
Okay. Did they not know they had to turn in a curb cut permit ahead of time?
No, they had called about it. Somebody said, told him that they needed to. And so they went ahead and sent this, and I gave it to Corey. He said, well, I've already been up there. They contacted us, and he went out and checked it and said it was okay.
Okay. Okay.
So evidently, then they went ahead and did it.
Okay. And I think there's a sidewalk in there as well, so I'm hoping that they smooth that. It says they smoothed the curb, but I hope that they smoothed the sidewalk as well. I'm assuming they did, although they're doubling the size of the driveway itself. So that's the only reason why.
To blend in the same height for the drive, so
okay.
I'll have to make sure Corey checks on that.
Okay. I just want to make sure that that's because obviously if they don't blend it, then there's going to be quite a bump, which is obviously not ADA compliant, and there's issues with that. But I guess we can conditionally approve it with that caveat of just ensuring that, and if it's not, then they need to fix it. So. I'll make a motion we approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 9 Jeffrey Drive with the caveat that the street department will go out and check to ensure that the sidewalk is blended into the driveway so as to not have ADA issues.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the plat approval for DOT America Campus. I have the Mylar right here. Current structure, I believe.
Yes.
And then
come off of here.
This is the drive.
The new drive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the new drive.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And that'll go back to this piece of property back here. Because
yes.
It's already gone through.
Yep.
Planning commission. Okay. Legal drain easement. Legal drain easement. That'll be interesting how they build around the two legal drain easements.
Uh-huh. Nobody here to.
No. So it's a replat of lot number 5, which is, I'm assuming, this, right? And part of lot number 6.
4.
Oh, here we go, 5.
So the expanded 5.
Out there.
So it shows 6.
Yep. So
back, apparently. All right, Path Planning Commission, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Any questions about this? You know where it all is?
Mm-hmm.
We've already worked with DOT America to ensure. Yeah, I got one right here.
Yeah, they had their senior management here from, I believe, Germany.
Yes, yes, they did. Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the DOT America campus plat as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
It's a very special thing.
Okay, next up is a pay request for Everest Excavating, Mike Cook.
I've reviewed this. Everything is in order on it. My recommendation that the board does approve this so it can be submitted to SRF for payment. And after talking with Rosie, that will exhaust our SRF monies. Then the rest will actually just come out of my funds. So we will actually put that project, be able to close that out, and then we'll finish up with just paying it out of our account. And I can't remember, was it all the $67?
Yeah, $67.
All the $67 will be covered by SRF on this pay request, and
anything going forward comes out of the sewer fund.
Correct.
Or the wastewater fund.
Correct. They'll still go through the same paperwork and everything, submit it to the engineer for approval, then me, and then so. But
gotcha.
Yeah, the funding will be from the local source.
I was going to say, so it looks like the balance after this application is $36,000. So that's what we'll, $36,340.
I apologize for not having that.
No, that's okay.
But yes.
So, and this is, to remind the board, this is for the 700 East Pig Launch.
Correct.
To clean out those sewer mains and make it a lot safer for our staff to go in and launch those.
That $36,000 might be off just a little bit because there wasn't any pipe supports in that, and I had them make pipe supports. They're going to install that. They've got to put for a slope inside of it so it'll actually drain, and then they're going to actually, they've already power washed the piping and everything like that, and once they get it, they're going to paint everything. So it's nice, new, and fresh. That's going to be a little extra cost, but I think
it'll
make
it. But it'll protect the pipe and preserve it for longer, so
correct.
That's good. That's
yes.
Good money spent there.
So,
good questions. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve pay application number one for Everest Excavating for the 700 East Pig Launch project in the amount of $49,059.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up is police car purchase. Gary.
All right. Well, as all of you know, the national shortage for chips getting in vehicles, where cars are hard to come by right now. I did pick up our car that we ordered in January from City Ford, and we just picked that up week prior, and they told me that they had an extra one that we may or may not receive another one in 2022. So if I would be interested in that car, it's available. I asked them to put it on hold. I asked the mayor and Rosie if we could pursue that avenue. The mayor gave me the blessing to talk to Rosie. I spoke to Rosie. We were able to find the money if we can do that. It's $33,908.25. They're giving us the same price that they gave us in January for this car. So we're saving the money on that. So I guess I'm asking if I can purchase that vehicle.
That's an Explorer?
Yes.
It is an Explorer?
Yeah.
Okay. In talking, just to kind of give you an update, when Gary and I chat about this, I think we're just coming off our conversation with Enterprise. Because as you know, we're a part of the Enterprise Lease Program, and they're really, as with all rental car companies, they are really struggling to ensure that we're getting that turnaround. It's a great time to have used vehicles and turn them into the market. It's a bad time to buy new vehicles, as you all well know. And so when Gary came and said, hey, City Ford has this additional car that meets our specs, and it's just like the other one we bought, it just made a whole heck of a lot of sense to grab it while we can, especially at the pricing that we're getting as a government entity. That's why I told them to go talk to Rosie.
And they said they wouldn't have another one even in 2022.
Well, they may or may not.
May or may not.
I ordered this one in January.
Yeah.
And we just got it.
September.
That's August.
Yeah.
Or September.
So. Good news, bad news here. Good news is that assuming that our budget is approved and council is good with everything and LOIT, public safety LOIT. We already have a car kind of set aside in public safety LOIT anyways for this. So the other part of the story, if you will, is that at the next council meeting, you don't know this yet, but now you're going to find out about it right now. Is that at the next council meeting, I'll be giving the ARP funding kind of budget that Rosie and I kind of created with department heads. And a part of that does have potential car funding for the police to catch up because we've been buying one or maybe two a year kind of a thing. So it's been one of those scenarios where if approved by the council, we would have an additional amount for the car. Even if we don't have that approved, we have money set aside in public safety LOIT for another car next year anyway. So it's kind of
which may not happen if
they don't have any cars.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So are you deleting the car from your car pool and adding the second new one?
Well, we still have some Crown Vicks, 2007
okay.
Crown Vicks that. As I rotate the cars out, I will be getting rid of one of the Crown Vic.
Yeah, that makes good sense.
Yeah. So, with that being said, like the mayor said, since we've only been replacing one here and there, sometimes two, our maintenance costs has went up considerably because we used to be in like a 6 or 7 year rotation, but with adding some new officers as well, and then our maintenance costs has went up considerably. Our tires, you buy a new car, you get new tires.
Yep.
So our tires increased. Everything is kind of, so now they're out to 10 to 12 years rotation. So,
is one of these for the chief?
No. I said I would give my truck, I would drive one of the old cars before.
So. Any other questions? It just made a heck of a lot of sense, and sometimes, unfortunately, because of how the market is, sometimes you got to just strike when you can,
right.
And so.
But yes, it's not like we're digging for the funding.
No.
And again, we've been proactive, and a lot of things we do, and those have been pre-identified as opportunities, so I'm good.
Okay. We need a motion or just a consensus?
We probably should do a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the purchase of the car that's available at City Ford for the police department.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you,
Gary. Okay. Next up is the engineering agreement for the 69 KVA distribution line project. Sean obviously is not here. I did get an email from him today. So he said there's a quote for engineering for our north substation on the agenda for tonight's Board of Works. That is the cost for them to engineer and project manage the new poles and wires for the North Substation project. Obviously, he'd like to have it approved so they can move forward. But certainly, if you have any questions, we can table it until next meeting. But as you well know, the 69 KV project is coming and has been a constant theme among most of Sean's reports. And this, obviously, is that connection to that North Substation. And to get it prepared for the 69 KV, as we've been doing along the way. So, so any questions on that?
So you're looking for a motion?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I think at the last meeting we already went through the approval process for the 64 KV.
69.
Or 69 KV.
Yeah, for some pieces of it. This is a new piece, but yes.
We had the switch box and all that stuff.
Yes, we did.
So with everything going on, we could again be at risk of holding something up that they can't get. So.
The name of the game anymore is, can you strike while it's hot? Because if not, you may be waiting.
Yeah.
And I hate to do that. I mean, I do. I hate to be rushed into, and honestly, this isn't a rush because this has been coming for a while here. But you know, from a broader perspective, Spectrum Engineering obviously has been the engineer for lots of our pieces of the electric distribution system and substations. I feel really confident in their abilities to do this and do it well. So
I'm just looking for how you want to identify it.
How about we do task order, if you can read all those letters.
Yep.
And the, you saw the person.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd make a motion that we approve the task order number 142 CCMU 913202A for the amount of $24,740, and that says fixed fee, so that I'm assuming that's locked in. Yeah.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay. Nicole's favorite time of the day.
Oh yes. I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable vouchers dated September 28, 2021 in the amount of $1,375,644.33.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $249,500.82. Plus overtime in the amount of $11,035.57 from the pay file ending 9/10/21.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
While you have that, I have this one that we just took in. So we can bear it.
And I will make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $221,314.80, plus overtime in the amount of $5,205.10 from the pay file ending 9/24/21.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. My pleasure. Okay. Mike Shoda.
Next week, we plan on starting the Jefferson Street project. We finally got our tapping sleeve in, one of them, two we need. But right now, whenever we order parts, if they got them, I'm taking what I think I'm going to need for the rest of the year, because you don't know when you're going to be able to get any more.
Yep.
That's right. So, but that's what we're planning on doing next week, and it'll probably take us probably 2 weeks to get it done.
And that, for public record, that's from what street to what street?
Is it
from, was it Madison or?
Madison to the one that goes up to the pool, Wayne.
To Wayne, okay. Madison to Wayne.
That's where we had two breaks in the last, like, 3 months ago. We had two breaks, right, 2 days apart.
Gotcha.
To get rid of that line.
Okay. Questions of Mike?
No.
Thank you. Gary?
Well, thank the board. I just want to thank the board for approval of the purchase of that vehicle. As I said, we picked up our other one that we ordered back in January. It is at the installers to get all the equipment installed. The big golf outing was supposed to be last week. They rescheduled it for this week. We had two teams scheduled, but with the change, I was only able to put one team in, and the guys seemed to have a good time. I thought it was for a great cause. That's great. I have three officers at interview and interrogation training this week. Gina's taken several one-day trainings for record keeping and redacting. And still working on our policies and SOPs. Dispatch, everything's working well, and they continue to work on their policies and SOPs.
Questions of Gary? Thank you. Mike?
I met two newer guys, and Bob worked on our compactor, completely tore it apart and put it back together, so that was a good experience for them. They had to change the keyway out. It stopped working. Motor would spin, but it wouldn't spin the shaft on it, so they completely tore it apart, and then once they got it all the way out, they realized all they had to do was put a keyway in it, but it was a good experience. And it's clean from top to bottom now, so, I mean, it was good for them. It took them a little longer than they needed to, but they learned a lot, so it was worth it. Our counter unit, I talked about the RO units that we had put in, and we demoed the one. The one in our break room is stained. The one in our lab, we are sending it back. It did not meet quality for our lab water. Once they run samples on it, they realized it would show carbon through the filters, stuff like that. When they filter through, it was actually showing carbon. So they took that, the carbon filter, out of line, which would still be okay, which that improved that, but DO, the dissolved oxygen and water bounced all over the place. It wasn't consistent, and we have to have consistent DO all the time for our lab water. Mm-hmm. So they were pulling that unit on Thursday.
Bummer.
So
it was a good try, though.
Yeah.
It was a good creative idea.
So we had a sinkhole over at Jefferson, which I copied the mayor on. I asked for that to be repaired. It was after the big storm we had. They came, repaired it exactly the way that I said not to do it. So I sent an email last night, told them that they had to dig everything out, and I step by step on how I wanted it done. So I haven't been over there yet today, but to see if that's done. Tarview, I've been working on that. I tasked one of my guys, one of his goals this year, to take the old control panel, remove it, and then have the old panel from 700 East put there. It'll be a stainless steel panel, put some new components in it, and then upgrade that panel. Everything else is upgraded in that station, the piping, the pumps, and all that. We've done several years ago. Now it's time for a new panel. That's the same panel that was there when I started, so that was 30 years ago, and I don't know when it was put in before. I'm assuming when it was brand new. So we're going to change that panel out. They're working on that. He's working with Kissinger Electric on that project. The last thing I have here to bring up is the, if you remember, the agreed order on our TRE. They sent us the agreed order. When we read through that, there was things in there that we disagreed with. Austin and myself had met with the mayor, met with Marcia, went through everything, didn't necessarily rewrite it, but questioned a lot of items that were in there and asked for some changes. And they have approved those changes, and they had us at a fine of $11,250. But after we went to Indianapolis, met with them, discussed, laid out our timeline of everything that we have done from start to finish up to the current day. And then also with the red lines that we sent back, they have reduced the fine down to $4,125 because of the actions taken. The late reporting that they had dinged us on, they removed that because we were instructed by IDEM to report it then in October of 2020, and then they find it, or not find us, but they, you know, dinged for it, and you told us to do that. So they removed that. We contacted the consultants, received their proposals, selected EnviroScience. That was all prior to the notice of violation dated June 11th of 2021 and the quick cooperation on the agreed order. So they've reduced it down, you know, less than half, which I'd like to see it a little lower than that, but we don't want to push too hard, and I think what we have here is decent. So if we could get approval, if I could get approval from the board, I'd like to get this, get with Austin, try to get this back to his name, David, tomorrow morning. As October 1st, he's no longer going to be working for IDEM, and he's our case manager, so they're going to pass everything over to somebody else that I have never met or talked to. So I'd rather get this in his hands and get the ball rolling before he leaves, instead of just hand it to a new person going, I don't know what's happening. So I just need your approval to go ahead and
basically pay the fine.
Have the fine, and then
review it.
I think Marcia's been aware.
Yes.
I think she's on the phone, but she's aware of the agreed order and all the stuff, right?
Yes. She actually helped on that, and the questions. I had her review that. And so basically what they'll do is they'll incorporate our changes in that, and then it'll be changed from the 11 down to the 4,000, and then they'll send that back, and then we just have to sign it, and then we'll probably go ahead and pay the fine at that time after they rewrite the agreed order.
How much was the fine?
It'll be $4,125 once they send it back to us, which I'm assuming they should be able to turn that around really fast.
Yeah, and so keep in mind that even though we are at a loss as to how and what and why we have this toxicity issue, we still have a toxicity issue. Even after working on it for, what, 3 years?
A little over 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
And our last test results we got back a week and a half ago, where they're running both species now. Instead of the one, we passed it perfectly. So whatever we had is not there anymore, which would be nice. But now that we switch to, instead of so often, we'll go like monthly, and then we're going to change and hit and miss and stuff like that. So far, we haven't come up with anything. But I'm not so sure that I want to jump right in and try our three in a row yet.
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, this is because it's been going on for so long. And because we had COVID in the middle of it, where twice we were working separate shifts and all that kind of stuff, I think IDEM was pretty pleased with the steps we had taken up to that point. I think I reported to you guys the last time, or right after that meeting, but we've worked through, obviously, wastewater, myself, Marcia, have all worked on this agreed order with IDEM. We got that fine reduced, but we still violated, no matter whether we know what it is or not, we still violated. So I think it was a fair compromise. Certainly, we wanted less, but to go from 11,000 to 4,000 is a pretty good reduction, especially by a state agency. So appreciative of IDEM for doing that on our behalf. But
and the agreed order grants us another 36 months to get it completed.
The TRE.
And then also has steps in there that if we come down to the end and we don't think we're going to meet it, what to do, the next steps on that. But we hope to have it done by before that time. So
absolutely.
So do you need a?
So we need an approval to pay the fine, and do we need to agree to enter into the agreed order? Well, actually, we'll have to sign off on that, won't we?
Yeah, we'll have to sign it before. We'll have to sign the agreed order before the fine. Just basically, if everybody's okay with the agreed order. And that is the fine amount that will be written into it. And then once that's, they'll send that to us. And then we'll have to sign. And then we'll probably have to send the fine back with that.
So we need an approval to pay the IDEM fine.
Okay.
Which is, what'd you say, 4,000? What'd you
write? 125.
4125.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we send in the agreed order and approve paying the fine of $4,125 to IDEM.
Yep.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I don't know, Mike, I was just thinking about this. I don't know if we'll need some minutes to show that the board approved that, or if it's just we've approved it, so now Rosie can send a check. The emails I saw were a little, I wasn't sure if they needed proof that we approved it or not, so.
I probably wouldn't hurt. I can find out tomorrow. I don't think we need to send a check yet.
Okay.
Because they haven't rewritten it yet.
That's fine.
And nothing's been signed. So.
Okay.
But I will let everybody know.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
Appreciate you. It. Anything else?
Nope. Have a
look. Question to Mike?
No.
Thank you. Rosie?
I have nothing.
Okay. Marcia, do you have anything?
I don't, and I hope you didn't need anything from me on the lab. I couldn't understand anything Mike was saying.
So. No, we're good. You've already looked over all those documents, so we're good.
Correct. I mean, I got at least what you're talking about, but everything was fine on Mike, so nothing else.
Great. A couple things. Mark wanted me to mention that the mother-son event is October 22nd. So that is, remember at the last meeting, it was like, I don't know with COVID and stuff, so they're going to move forward with it on October 22nd. Tickets are available, I believe, now at the park office. High school property supposedly is going to be seated in about 2 weeks. So we still haven't found a solution to the buzzard problem, but it is going to be seated in 2 weeks. So.
Okay.
Tom, his report, the training facility is coming along nicely. Should be done by the end of the month, but if not, it'll be real close. There was vehicle number 105 was in an accident on US 30. He was in it. He was rear-ended. They were blocking for another accident, I believe, right, Gary? They were blocking for another accident, and I think a guy had maybe a medical issue and slammed into the back of him. Thankfully, everybody was okay.
Yeah.
The driver may have, again, because he was having a medical issue, may have had issues there, but there was minor damage to 105, but the other guy's vehicle was totaled, so bad day all around on that, but no major injuries, thankfully, and he also wanted to give a thanks to the electric, street, and water departments for all they're doing and have done to help with the training facility. For your information from me, we had our redistricting meeting, which again is more council, but just so you're aware, Nicole specifically, redistricting of the council. At the last council meeting, we talked about the opportunity of maybe going to 3 council districts rather than 4. And that was really from a logistical challenge thing. But we have an amazing election clerk over at the county office, and I think she's been able to work it out so we can keep 4 districts. If that's what the council wants to do, certainly council could decide, hey, we want to go back, we want to go to 3, and that's perfectly fine too, the three districts, 2 at large, or 4 districts and 1 at large, but in any case, that is still being worked on by the redistricting committee, which, is, by the way, is made up of Rosie, myself, Dan, Jess Hockmeyer, and Marcia. So, I met with the United Way director today, who is now over Kosciuszko and Whitley County. Kosciuszko and Whitley County kind of joined forces, and that is it was a lot of good information, and we're still kind of fleshing out what that looks like and how that impacts Whitley County and specifically Columbia City, but I think it was a good conversation. Went to the Rotary today, and we had a tour of the solar park. Hold on, I'll get there. I think it's Cordell. Cordell Smith, I think, was the name from IMPA. He was there to talk about the park and how it generates energy and things like that, and the Rotary members seemed to really be engaged and interested in that, so that was really good. Tomorrow is Youth Council. And I think we're heading to Mike's plant tomorrow, so that's exciting. And Friday is Domestic Violence Awareness Proclamation because we're going into October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Next week is AIM, as you probably both know, so which is Accelerate Indiana Municipalities. It's an annual conference, so there will be many of us, for your information, there will be many of us that will not be in the office because we'll be at our conference learning and bringing back great information and ideas for our constituency. So I think that's all I'm going to say at the moment.
Well, just an update on the Whitley County Regional Water and Sewer Districts. This is a committee that's been meeting, I'd say we're probably just shy of 2 years. They're looking to expand the areas that need sewage. I will read these off in no special order, just let you know we're in that area. from the county and city. So Cherubusco West, again, these are projects that have design and limitations. It's not the entire length of the sewer, but it's areas where people need, their sewers are failing, and they need support of getting connected to the sewer lines. So Cherubusco South, Stable Acres, County Line Road, Quessy, and Dunphy. And then along with that, there's land acquisition and, of course, funding that goes along with that. We're waiting to get our final final budget money. We applied for a grant and was not approved, but right now that's where the committee is taking this countywide sewer. It's sewer system eliminations.
Hmm.
So the permitting is through from October through the December 21st. The bidding will start on December 2021. Loan closing February 2022. Start construction 2022 with the completion of construction in December.
Yes. Up 22. Okay.
Thank you. But this will depend the priorities. We have not set the priorities because it's all going to be based upon funding, what funds we have to what areas it can be started in the process. And this is strictly sewer throughout the areas that I've listed.
So obviously the biggest one that would impact us would be, or the ones that would be at least somewhat connected to us, would be Quessy.
Correct.
And
I
know
Stable Acres and Dunphy would probably go to Aqua, and obviously Busco would go to Busco.
Busco would go to Busco, Stable Acres, they're looking to pump that a long ways. There's some other opportunities down that area where people's willing to share their sewer system. So.
Interesting.
So, basically affect us. Like the mayor said, it's Quessy.
Yeah. Quessy would be the main one that would impact us. Yes.
The south side.
And actually, yes, because you will remember, you may remember, but you weren't on Board of Works at this time, but I don't think you were. We agreed, we made an agreement with the Regional Sewer District specifically for the fees, if you will, and how we would handle being basically, they would be a wholesale customer of ours, so they would effectively give us their sewage.
I remember talking about
at a certain amount,
yeah,
if you will,
yeah,
and then they would be billed at that amount.
Yeah.
So the biggest challenge that's driving it is we have people in our county that do not qualify to sell their home because of their system broke down.
Sure.
And so that is driving the priorities and the impact of what needs to come down the road. But one particular location, every 3 months they have to pump it and haul it right now, but they still are not able to sell because it would qualify for sale.
And we go ahead.
I know we've got a couple homes already hooked up in Quessy
on the north side.
So
yes.
How will that affect them compared to the other ones?
Yeah, so there will be a different rate.
Than the
other ones, yes. Because yeah, there'll be some that will be direct customer of Columbia City Municipal Utility.
Which are the ones that are already hooked up.
They're already hooked up. Yes, those people will already stay our customers.
Okay.
Those that are on the other side of that hill, if you will, those people will be Regional Sewer District customers who will effectively all fall under a bill that we send the sewer district.
I just know that I'm going to be questioned about that.
Yeah.
That's why
gotcha.
I wanted to know.
Yes. So
please,
that is the difference.
And please, again, keep in mind, this is the vision and the target. It's not the final.
Mm-hmm.
So it is subject to change as it continues to go. But we need the support from the state and the feds to make this happen. The county has been very gracious to stand behind this project because they know it impacts the county locations. So there's been a lot of work going into this from a committee standpoint, and the committee has all donated time. So it's not mm-hmm. It's not
lucrative.
Yeah. So that's all I have for right at the moment, and I'll keep you posted as time goes.
Thank you all. Appreciate it. Nicole. Press. Audience. Okay, then we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.